Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 23rd, 2012. As usual, we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you restore your divine wisdom in each and every member of this court. Not only this court, each and every member of elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every family out of our county and surrounding the counties that have loved ones that are away in the war. Lord, we ask that our court recognize these outstanding groups that are here before us today, as they provide tremendous services to our community. Lord, we ask these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our nation's great flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control.
Yes, sir.
Item B is to receive and file bids for a term contract for crushed slag and asphalt products for Jefferson County. Item C is to approve specifications for a term contract for adulticides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control. Item D is to consider and approve amended equipment lease purchase agreement with DLL Public Finance LLC in accordance with the Texas Buy Board contract for upgrades or replacement equipment for, and that's for copying machines, for veterans, Port Arthur, 279 Civil District Court, Precinct 4 Commissioner's Office, Adult Probation, Print Shop, and Ben Rogers Visitor Center. Item E is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District 10 generator building and generator receptacles at all lift stations from April 24th, 2012 to May 8th, 2012 at 11 a.m. And that is a Hurricane Ike disaster funded project. Item F is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for the Jefferson County Road Improvements on Avenue H from May 2nd, 2012 to May 3rd, 2012 at 11 a.m. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County for one additional year from May 23rd, 2012 to May 22nd, 2013. And item H is to award and execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer a term contract for insecticides and herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control to Winfield Solutions, Alligator LLC, Crop Product Services, Adaptco Inc., Target Specialty Projects, in the amount shown on Attachment A. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion of any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye. But Judge, I want to compliment Kevin from Mosquito Control, because I had several calls and I received a call back saying that they appreciate that you guys got out there so prompt.
All righty. Under County Commissioners, we're going to go a little bit out of order. And first, we're going to take item D, which is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Crime Victims Week. And Ms. Misty Craver is here. Do I have a motion on item D?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. You'd like to come up, Ms. Craver, and bring anybody you want to. Commissioner Weaver is going to read this proclamation.
Okay, great.
It's my honor to read this. My pleasure. I've enjoyed working with y'all. Y'all do great work during the DA's office through your services that you provide. And so I'll go ahead and read this proclamation. National Crime Victims Rights Week. Whereas 18.7 million Americans are direct victims of crime each year that affects families, friends, and communities. And whereas the physical and emotional, psychological, and financial impact of the crimes on people of all ages and disabilities and of all economic, racial, and social backgrounds. And whereas in 1982, the President's Task Force on Victims of Crime envisioned a national commitment, more supportive response to victims, and whereas the national heeded this call to action and promoted victims' rights initiatives, effective and compassionate victim services, and just compensation and financial support. And whereas today, thousands of victims' assistance programs provide help and support to child victims of violence, sexual abuse, stalking, homicides, drunk driving crashes, victims of domestic violence, dating, sexual violence, and other crimes. And whereas now is the time to extend the vision through a comprehensive strategy for reaching and serving every victim of crime, especially the traditionally underserved victims with disabilities and victims from diverse cultures. And whereas the United States Department of Justice has launched the Vision 21 initiatives to renew our nation's commitment to serving all victims of crime in the 21st century. And whereas National Crimes Victims' Rights Week, April 22nd through the 28th, 2012, provides an opportunity to extend that vision to every victim of crime in the United States to ensure access to help that those, there's a typo there, to help those in need and the rights they are promised. And whereas the Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime is joining forces with victim service programs, criminal justice officials, and concerned citizens throughout Jefferson County and America to raise awareness of victims' rights and to observe National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of April 22nd through 28, 2012, as National Crime Victims Week in Jefferson County, and we reaffirm Jefferson County's commitment to respect and enforce victims' rights and address their needs now and throughout the year. Additionally, we express our appreciation for those victims and crime survivors who have turned personal tragedy into a motivating force to improve response to victims of crime and build a more just community. So thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you, Commissioner Weaver. I am Misty Craver. I'm the Program Director for the Jefferson County Victims Assistance Center, and I'm here as a representative for the Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime. We have other representatives here. If y'all don't mind standing up, I'm gonna say where you're from so I don't miss anybody. We've got representatives from the District Attorney's Office, Garth House, Buckner, Crisis Center, CASA. This is just a sample of some of the different individual agencies that are that assist with our Coalition for Victims of Crime. Our theme this year for Crime Victims Rights Week is about reaching every victim, ensuring that crime victims are not only aware of the services that are available in Jefferson County, but also that they are able to come and see at the vigil that we hold that there are other people that are in the same situation, that there's a community, a family of victims in Jefferson County, and that they're able to fellowship with those people when they come here. Our 22nd annual candlelight vigil is Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Our speaker is Kathy Belshek Snyder with MAD, who has been a victim advocate for years in the area. We're really excited to hear what she has to say. We just really appreciate the continued support that we get from Jefferson County, and we hope to see y'all there. Thank you.
And where is this candlelight vigil?
It's here.
Oh. Well, thank all of you for being here today. Thank you for everything that you do in our community. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the third annual Arc of Greater Beaumont. Is that the Arc of Greater Jefferson County? Greater Beaumont Awareness Week. All right. Do I have a motion on item E?
So
moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. If you'd like to come up, Mr. Hidalgo, Ms. Kelly, anybody who you want to bring up with you. The proclamation reads, whereas the Arc of Greater Beaumont strives to promote awareness and understanding of the disability community through community service events, self-advocacy, and legislative advocacy, to create a community of acceptance and inclusion for more than 90,000 residents in Southeast Texas. And whereas the Arc of Greater Beaumont is a nonprofit organization committed to creating opportunities for persons with intellectual and developmental disabilities throughout Southeast Texas. And whereas the Arc's vibrant new logo and tagline communicate the Arc's commitment to promoting and protecting the human rights of these individuals, and the Arc's new brand is sweeping the country with more than 700 Arc state and local chapters, while the new tagline, Achieve With Us, conveys the Arc as a provider of opportunity, hope, growth, and change. And whereas the Arc of Greater Beaumont offers services for individuals with developmental disabilities to provide parent networking and support, ARC summer day camps, fun and fitness events, ARC social clubs, and self-advocacy. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the week of April 23rd to 27th, 2012, the third annual ARC Awareness Week, and we offer best wishes and support for a successful educational campaign for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, culminating in the ARC Celebrity Style Show and Dinner on Friday, April 27th. 2012.
Thank you,
thank
Judge.
You for being
appreciate
here.
It. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. And commissioners, many of you have seen me here on numerous occasions, first for Beaumont State Center and then for Spinal Tap and HMR. I've been in this field for 37 years here in Jefferson County, doing a lot of work with different organizations, specifically serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And I retired from Spinal Tap in August, and I lasted about 6 months. And I, as I mentioned to some other folks, I had three reasons for coming out of retirement. One was boredom. The second was my wife. which was a very important one. And third was the opportunity to work with the Arc of Greater Beaumont. I'm blessed to be their first executive director. I think it's a great organization. We do a lot of great work. People we serve are from all over Jefferson County, not just Beaumont. We serve a lot of folks out of Port Arthur, Mid-County, all over, and do a lot of great things. And the proclamation states many of the things that we're involved with: self-advocacy, teaching our consumers how to advocate for themselves, to be able to learn what it is to have the responsibilities of a citizen. We teach them how to vote, and we're working with them on trying to find jobs and teaching them appropriate social skills, all of those things that are important for them to be able to work out in the community and be part of the community. We do a lot of other things. I won't go into all those, but we provide a lot of services. Last year we served over 150 individual people, and we provided over 1,000 contacts in 1 year. So it is a vibrant organization. I'm very excited about the future of the ARC and what can happen with the ARC in this community. I do want to take an opportunity to thank members of my board. They're not all here, but some of them are here. I think we got Patrice Rabelais, Janice Watkins, Jada Kelly is our president, Cindy Bloodsworth's on the board, and then we have one of our consumers, James Watkins, is with us here today. And Mark with, I'm sorry, Mark, I forgot what your last, I drew a blank on the last name. Mark is with Reed Air Conditioning Service, and he is a volunteer, very active volunteer with our organization. We're happy to have Mark here too. But anyway, I appreciate it. As said earlier, our annual dinner is coming, and style show is coming up this Friday. It's a great event, a lot of fun. We'd welcome any of you to attend. But again, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here, and thank all of you for being here. We're happy to have Ms. Bloodsworth here, one of our retirees, and and Ms. Kelly, who she and I graduated from high school together, but I'm much older than she is. So.
Hey, Judge, I would like to say one thing to the board. I want to compliment you because you have a person with utmost
what I would say, character and respect from this court and around this state as your executive director, without a doubt. Now, I probably had never said that to him in person and his other works, but I wanted to make sure that he know that's how you well thought of by a lot of people around here.
All right, we can table item A under County Commissioners. Item B is to receive and file executed DSHS program contract number 2012-040780 for the Community Diabetes Project Health Departments. Item C is to receive and file executed contract with Brovo Stumphrey Law Firm LLP et al. Regarding the BP oil spill. Item F is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute contract number 711281 between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Agriculture for community development grant funding for the period March 5th, 2012 to March 4th, 2014, with a little proviso that that the contract that the TDA sent us does not include within its scope force main work, which it needs to be amended to do that, and it also needs to include service areas for Kidd, Smith, Boyd, and Lawhon roads, and I think that TDA will make those changes and forward us that contract later this week. I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners. Oh, excuse me, we've got addendum on item G, consider and possibly authorize a resolution permitting application for the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court funding grant for fiscal year 2013 through 2016 from the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. Okay, now do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those items under Commissioner?
Yes, Judge. F is not selecting an administrator, is it?
Correct. It is not.
It's not.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to airport, item A is to receive and file the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Real Estate Broker Compensation Policy as adopted on April 16, 2012. All in favor, do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And then under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Parks and Recreation for the purchase of mower for Spindletop, Cheek, and Kojak Parks in the amount of $7,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for equipment repairs in the amount of $2,000. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 365915 through 366162. And by addendum, item D is to consider and approve applying for the 2012 Port Security Grant. This grant is a direct application without the fiduciary agent process, and the application is for $162,000 with a 25% match to be funded from sources other than the general fund.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file an investment schedule for March 2012, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. We have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is considering possibly approve the Regional Crime Lab's application for the 2012 Paul Coverdale Forensic Science Improvement Grant. This is a fully funded NIJ grant request in the amount of $25,000 and requires no match cash match from the county. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have that unanimously. And with that, we've come to the end of our agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without taking action?
No, Judge, I want to echo what Commissioner Alford said about Kevin Sexton. We had an event tree planting event out in Sabine Pass, and not one mosquito bit the people planting the trees, which is it's hard for me to believe, but it's that's what they told me. So thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Anything else? I would like the court to consider something for a future agenda decision, and that is every year we have budget hearings that go on for a week. A lot of people come in here. I'm anticipating, and I think my thought process is probably borne out by those at the appraisal district, that we're going to be looking at a flat revenue year. Rather than having every single department come through here this year, I was hopeful that we would consider asking all departments to keep their budgets flat year over year, and if there are any exceptions, that they submit a written request to every member of the commissioner's court so we can consider whether or not we want to go through full-blown budget hearings. And so I'll just ask y'all to consider that over the next week or so. I don't think there's any need to get a bunch of people up here just for the purposes of telling them no. And so give it some thought. Anything else from any other member of the court? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you all for being here.